My name is Leo Ponter. I live in Chatham, New York. My comment is that I wore a white rose to vote this morning in Chatham. People who voted in Germany in 1933, when the chancellor was being elected, and they wore white roses on their lapels to protest fascism. And, of course, we know what happened after that.
Hi, my name is Lisa Jobs, and I'm calling from Woodstock on Wednesday, November 9th. Trump supporters wanted to shake things up. Bernie supporters wanted to shake things up. The 2016 Democratic primary was rigged. There was collusion. There was cheating. And that's where Trump's victory began. Don't blame anyone but yourselves, those Democrats who took the nomination away from Bernie Sanders.
Hi, my name is Colleen Choate. I'm calling from Saratoga Springs, New York. Quick comment, do you really need to broadcast the wailing, sobbing women at Wellesley? This is not how grown adults, male or female, should react to an upset. It's not newsworthy, and it just displays childish behavior.
This is Nina Karp. I'm listening to the morning after show, the 9 o'clock hour. I want to stand firmly behind Barbara Smith and her lamentation over this vote and what it means for women, what it means for people of color, what it means for Muslims, and the hatred and the vitriol, as she put it, that this represents.
Hi, this is Deborah Kroll from Fultonham, New York. I've been very frustrated in the morning roundtable discussions by what I perceive as a smug attitude of superiority in the minds of Clinton supporters. You've conveniently created a bubble of delusion when you ignored the WikiLeaks John Podesta emails and instead jumped on the Russia, Russia, Russia train of thought. The Bernie or busters smelled a rat as we watched primary election fraud with voters purged from the rolls, four-hour waiting lines, over 1 million provisional ballots uncounted in California. For many Bernie supporters, WikiLeaks was like manna from heaven. The Podesta emails exposed Hillary Clinton monetizing her position as Secretary of State for personal gain, accepting contributions in the millions from Qatar and Saudi Arabia, full well knowing that those two nations were funding ISIS.
Hi, my name is Damon White. I'm calling from Osprey, Florida. I used to live in Connecticut. Listening to your programs this evening, people are talking about Donald Trump's mandate, and nobody's talking about the fact that he lost the popular vote. I don't know how you call that a mandate.